The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my brother and me, where we have sprung into fall. Is that
we sprung a leak?
I fell into fall.
You trip forward. Hold on, because in the fall there's
we reach for fall. We missed it.
There's a lot of leaves and branches and debris on the ground, and so you slip and trip forward into the fall hour, and then in the spring you have to wind the springs of your clock backwards.
I will make a confession for you right now. Everyone has that childhood, that fond childhood memory of their Popey or their Peepums raking up a big pile of autumnal leaves and leaping into that pile. I have no memory of ever doing that, and I am worried the ship has sailed.
I'm
worried that if I were to now leap into a pile of leaves, I would be perhaps given a lollipop.
Now what you do is you rake up the pile of leaves and then you just like slowly lay down in it and go to sleep.
Yeah. It's a good place for a nap. Or actually not, because the last time I jumped into a pile of leaves in Ironton, Ohio, a spider bit me right on the hand and it swelled up and I never even looked at leaves ever again. I can't look at leaves.
Take note, Ironton, Ohio. Just, full of spiders.
Yeah.
You're on watch. You're on notice from Griffin. Because of the spiders.
For arachnids. I think the true celebration is the arrival of the PSL in your closest SB.
It's back.
It's better. It's
Griffin,
thicker,
can I tell you?
Thicker than ever.
Can I tell you guys? I hate to make this confession to you, but for me, in my heart, in terms of fall beverage consumption, the PSL has been dethroned.
What?
It's been dethroned by the SCM.
Yeah.
Salted caramel mocha. I'm way into it.
Yeah.
It's good, but it can't beat that pumpkin-y flavor. I love the pumpkin.
It has probably a leg up on the PSL in one department, and that is that the PSL really does get thicker every year. It is pretty much it's a pumpkin-ish sludge. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like a squash-based triple-thick milkshake.
There's a half a pumpkin in every cup.
It's bad.
Part of the problem is that I'm 31, almost 32, and I can appreciate complex flavor combinations like salt in coffee. Mm-hmm. And I think that you guys maybe aren't there yet.
That's a new thing, isn't it? Is salty. I can't, I ate a Crunch Bar the other day, and it was covered in cardamom. And I was like, what? Come on. Whatever happened to the good old days where chocolate was chocolate and we didn't need to, you know, throw sea salt all over. We didn't have to. Every Snickers bar comes with one of those pepper grinders and you just coat it in some sort of strange spice. Get out of here with that. Good old days.
Sometimes I feel like the salted chocolate is like an emperor's new clothes kind of thing where they're just waiting for some child to be like, hey, you ruined chocolate.
Hey, you put salt on my chocolate, sir.
Yeah.
You're right.
It really is I feel like it's for 20 and 30 somethings who are like, I know, it's salty chocolate. Can you believe it? I'm eating it too.
I'm really gross. All I want is a Hershey bar. It's like, can I just like, get some fucking chocolate, please?
Yeah.
It is a testament, I think, to where our society is at now, that we can't even, us indulging ourselves has become so unspectacular. Mm-hmm. That we have to put irony into our desserts.
It's like there must be slight amount of punishment. It's like that idea when they put like the red pepper in chocolate and you bite down and it's like, oh, and there's cayenne in it.
Yeah.
It's like, can I just get some fucking chocolate? Why do I have to punish myself? And like, oh, I want to vomit. Thanks for the chocolate.
I think they were like, great. I think all the ad wizards were like, seems like this chocolate's pretty unhealthy. Can we get some sodium up in it? Like a bunch of it? How much sodium can we get in this?
So much you can feel it between your teeth? Great.
So you've been listening to three Andy Rooneys talk about candy.
Did we introduce ourselves?
Nah.
Okay, I'm your oldest brother, Justin Andy Rooney McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis Andrew Rooney McElroy.
I am Griffin McElroy, lead singer of the band Rooney.
I think Andrew Rooney should have been the main villain in Bioshock.
Is a man not entitled to the sweat of his own brow?
No, says the man in
Would Boston. You kindly tell me why there's so many Japanese? Where, Andrew Rooney? Where are there? In Japan? Yeah. It's where they are.
I was in my private hydro bubble dome yesterday, and I thought, I'm kind of thirsty. And I thought, that's crazy, Andrew. You're underneath the water. Do you ever think things like that? No, says the man in Washington. I don't.
Oh, man.
Well, this has been my brother, and me. Tune in next week.
Tune in next week when we, I don't know, do probably pretty much that again, just with different voices, and hope you don't notice. No, this is an advice show, and we're going to turn some questions into wisdom right now. Here it comes. Oh, here it goes. I have a slight problem. I talk way too much. Not because... Do you guys hear how good my voice sounds this morning?
Yeah.
Sounds really so good.
Okay, let me try again. I have a slight problem. Ooh. I talk way too much. Not because I'm insecure or socially awkward. I just hate the idea of silence in a conversation. I've noticed recently that it makes me seem stupid. As a young college student who considers herself intelligent, I have a lot of interesting things to say, but they come out sounding ridiculous when they are said after a long, long rant. What are some ways I can make my gift of gab more meaningful and intelligent? That's from Loquacious in the Lone Star State.
Justin loves a good, long, awkward silence.
I love to dip in there.
He just likes to soak in it like a hot tub.
He's one of those people that whenever there's even a brief silence in a conversation, he will address it. And say, like, oh, you know that it's a good friendship when you can just sit there and be silent and it still feels just so, so good.
And I'll say that.
I said it was 1368, sir. Please pull up to the next window.
I think that the way you can transmute your gift of gab into something that'll make you a hit with other people is instead of – I know you're joking when you talk about having a lot of interesting things to say, and I'm sure you do, but if you can turn that gift of gab into asking questions, you know, wanting to fill the conversation up with asking people about themselves, or, you know, filling any spare silence with a question about the other person, an invitation for them to talk about themselves, you will be more well liked, and people will want to spend more time with you. I was thinking yesterday about an old bit by Mitch Hedberg, dear departed Mitch Hedberg, and he said, I don't have attention deficit disorder, but I took Ritalin and I found that I just had an extra long attention span. I would tell people there's got to be more to that story. And if you can be that kind of listener, if you can use your gift of gab that way, then people are always — that is the ideal person to have in a conversation.
And, like, I know that I have dealt with this, too. Like, I tend to talk
quite a bit.
No. I know.
No.
And the important thing to keep in mind is that while you have many interesting things to say, so do the people that you are speaking with.
Oh, do they? For sure.
Do they really, though?
Well, I mean, if they've just finished a long, long rant and pause for a brief second, and you go, there's marsupials, and they have pouches, and they're like mammals, but then, you know, maybe just let them finish their idea and then be like, man, that was great. And you said that it was actually your cousin the whole time? And, like, make it about their story. Make it about what they've said.
The secret to human relations is that no one cares about what you are saying.
Yep.
With very rare examples, no one wants... Everyone's just waiting for their chance to treat you to the thing that happened to them. Because
unless someone's delivering instructions. Like, and even then...
Even then, it's like hit or miss. Back in the day, like, okay, back before radio and TV, you had to rely on humans for your entertainment. You would say, like, you've got to hit me. Come on, you raconteur. Hit me up with a story to entertain me. Like, now, any time that someone's talking is a time that you are not watching The X Factor. So, like, you don't need humans to entertain you anymore. Yeah. You need them to give you relevant, pertinent, important information.
And you'll also see, this is one of my favorite phenomenon, like, you'll hit a word in your story and watch the person you're talking to, something click in their mind that reminds them of a story they know. Yep. And then it's literally like you're watching a fuse count down until you finish your thing.
They stop listening to the thing that you're saying as they just fucking cock it in the chamber. Like, wait for their chance, wait for the tactical precision strike to enter, like, oh, yeah. Speaking of your dead brother, did you, have you seen the curious green, the green man, Benny Green Man? What's the picture of Button, but he's plants?
Timothy Button.
You can always tell the when a person is doing this, because when you see when your story starts to divert from the point that they were going to tie to it, you can see them in physical anguish. Mm-hmm. it's like you're going around highway curves too fast.
Or something. What were you saying about tiny cars? You said something about tiny cars.
Do you remember 25 minutes ago when you were talking about that other thing? Have you seen that new Benjamin Green Man?
So if you can use your gift to, the gift really is asking questions is a lot harder than talking. I've found this as I've tried to ask more questions, because a lot of times questions can open you up to some pretty awkward interactions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the answers are not something you want to get back. But use your speaking talents to try to figure out questions to ask other people.
Also, another thing to keep in mind when it comes to conversations is there is not like a, you don't have this like basket full of topics and you need to get your entire basket empty before the end of the conversation. It's not supermarket sweep in reverse. And so, like, you may have a bunch of things to say, but if you have to pass by, you know, some topics of conversation, it's gonna be all right.
The only reason I actually like talking to Travis is because I'm always hope he's going to slip a dope metaphor in the combo.
Like supermarket sweep in reverse?
Supermarket sweep in reverse, yeah.
You guys want Yahoo?
Yes.
Yep.
This Yahoo is sent in by Nicole B. Thompson. Thank you, Nicole. It's by Yahoo Answers user Gracie, who asks, what should me and my horse be for Halloween? Please no headless horseman. I was thinking about dressing him up as a dragon, but I think the wings would be too complicated, and I have 4 weeks until the show. He's a brown Oldenburg gelding with four black legs. Oh, and I'm a girl. Thank you, smiley face emoticon.
Where are you going that you need a horse costume?
It sounds like some sort of horse-based costume contest.
So like toddlers and tiaras for horses.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's the thing. Gross. You could make a dope centaur costume, but you would have to cut off a significant portion of the horse.
And of you.
And I would call it a very important portion of the horse, which is to say it's pretty much its head and everything, all that part.
The thinking portion.
Yeah. the think meat that makes his leg meat run.
Well, they still have their tiny forebrain.
Yeah, sure.
Aft brain? I don't know.
Hey guys.
What's up?
Yes.
Check this out.
Okay.
Foles and something that's like a crown that starts with F.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
I'm trying to do like a
Foles and fedoras.
Foles and fedoras. Thank you, Trav. That's not good.
No, because you dress your horse up like Dick Tracy and you go as Flat Top.
Okay. That joke would have been fun. I was going to go with hooves and hay bales, but it doesn't make any sense. I really feel bad about it. Mm. So here's what you can be as a camel. You can be a shitty camel. You can be a shitty one hump camel. You just put a tan blanket over you, and then you're going to want to secure that. You're going to want to secure that with some pipe tape, and then just be a shitty camel.
I think the obvious answer here is you dress him up like a person and dress yourself up like a horse. Like
a horse, right.
And then you put him on your shoulders.
Ooh.
And you carry
him.
Wait, hold on.
Slower. Continue.
And then you're the horse and he's the person.
Continue, but slower. What part of slower... Do you guys want to...
And Travis, would it kill you to throw in some detail?
Yeah.
Maybe like what kind of music was playing at the time? Mm-hmm.
Is it...
Voice to Man.
Hey, is it...
The lighting.
Is it real sloppy down there? Hey, do you guys want to hear the best answer?
Voice to Men to Horses. Yeah, what is it?
Yahoo Answers user Jusalo says, you could be a fairy of the forest. Dress up in a skirt slash dress that has a leaf pattern or a skirt slash dress that you would glue leaves, fake, or real onto. If you choose to wear a skirt, you could wear a pretty blouse for a top. Mm-hmm. Put some leaves in your hair with maybe some orange, red, or yellow glitter. If you're allowed, you could go barefoot for a better effect. For your wings, anything from the Halloween store would do. Add some sparkles and leafiness to them. For the horse's costume, you'd go bareback. Add a saddle pad with leaves on it. Or use your regular saddle and tape some leaves to it. There's more, but this person is basically just saying throw some leaves on that bitch. Put
leaves on your horse.
Put leaves on everything. What is the costume?
A bush horse. Horse bush!
It's a horse that jumped in a pile of leaves.
Man bush.
Mm-hmm. Nature's greatest
wonder. Nature's greatest wonder.
Fuck.
My brother means your source for references to obscure 90s comedy, The Stupids. Keep it locked.
In the name of the Lloyd, we gotta go on.
In the name of Lloyd.
You could dress your horse up like Stanley Stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, from the hit 90s comedy, The Stupids.
It's as hard as it is to find a Halloween costume that you as a human being can wear and then have people notice the clever reference that you've made. Imagine doing that for a horse. That horse has to be some sort of horse.
Right.
Now, let me throw this out. You know how they have those things, like the costumes for dogs that just fit over their front two legs, and then they have, like, arms?
Yeah,
and, like,
those are fun.
Like a business suit and a
those are fun. Yeah. I like those.
Why don't we get, like, that, like, horse size? So it fits over the horse's head and the horse's front two legs, and then it's got, like, arms. And it's like a horse businessman or, like, horse Yoda.
Man, I just thought about running into that at a party, and it gave me the shivers. Like a bipedal standing up person, but with the horse's gigantic head. Do you guys ever think about how big horses' heads are and then just get scared apropos of nothing? Yeah.
You could there. I don't see why the horse can't be dressed like something that people dress like. I remember one time a costume that I thought was pretty good was I saw a guy dressed as Judge Lance Ito from.
So you want to dress a horse like Judge Lance Ito?
From the O.J. Simpson trial. I thought that was a pretty good costume. So you could just dress the horse like... What's something people dress up like now? Probably Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Horse the Dog the Bounty Hunter. Don't mind if I do.
What if you dress as a hunter and you dressed your horse as like a wall-mounted like head on a... Like you had to put something around his neck so it looked like his head was mounted on a wall.
No, that's not macabre.
And you have to put the rest of them in a wall, mm-hmm. but then it's like pretty good. You
put them in a box.
Just stand still, horse. I think that would be a pretty good make it something like a plaque out of cardboard,
mm-hmm.
and then just put. What about a zebra? I mean, I feel like zebra's right there.
I think that's like a minstrel show for horses.
Oh my God!
What? What? Come on, you guys. Come on. Did you see what Daniel was wearing? I couldn't believe it.
It's so bold. Then 2 days later, you see Lady Gaga wearing the exact same thing. She's so edgy.
She's so edgy. She's in zebra face. It's unbelievable. She's in black and white and black and white and black and white and black face.
Didn't they make a movie about that called Bamzoozled?
Yeah. Oh, Christ.
Thank you.
What?
There are 10 people out there that will laugh at that joke.
No, there are. There are 10 people who will go, like Bamboozled. And then they'll turn off our show. And then they'll throw their computer away.
just so I can quantify, did you just say bamboozled?
Yeah.
I did. Okay. It's like in a zoo where like
a like zebra in a zoo. Would be. Okay. All right. I think it's all right. I think there's meat on them bones.
Thank you, Justin.
Man, I tell you, if you did not have Cinemax in the 90s, listening to our show might be baffling. I don't even know how we had it. Our parents didn't pay for it. We got free weekends or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are like specific free weekends if you could go back into the annals and like cut. Like,
you could rebuild all of our pop culture knowledge.
You really could.
I don't know what a Hunger Games is, though. I feel like there's very specific gaps. Basically, here's the flow chart. Did it have Tom Arnold in it? If yes, McElroy's.
Yeah.
Was Tom Arnold in Bamboozled?
I
know he was in Soul Plane.
Yeah, he was definitely in Soul Plane. He was in True Lies.
Tom Arnold was in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like we've drenched all the meat off this bone?
Oh, Christ, yes. Let's do another thing.
Okay, so I need to take a moment then to ask you something, Griffin.
Yep.
People ask us a lot. They seem to notice that you guys end up talking about horses and ghosts a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's true. And I think, man, I wonder how that happens. And it just dawned on me that, like, you are the one who's continually introducing horses into the conversation.
We don't get any, like, listener-submitted questions where people are like, hey, my brother, and me, horses.
If the three of us were sitting in a room, Travis and I would be talking about, like, life and love and growing, and every few minutes Griffin would like lean in and say, yeah, and like horses. Right,
let me hit you with this.
What?
Do you remember the first time we talked about horses? And I found that Yahoo, or someone found it, but either way I claim credit for it. It was like I had staked my mining pick into the ground, and just a torrent of, I guess, horse blood shot into the sky. And then I was like, Yahoo, I'm rich. I'm saying we have found
red gold.
We have found a deep, deep pocket of natural comedy gases. And
it's a shame when it runs out, we have to start fracking for horse questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Honey, honey, does this ice taste like horse blood to you? This is strange. Anyway, that's why. Also, there. Of all the people groups that there are in the world,
I'm speaking out against horse blood fracking.
Of all the people groups there are in the world to make fun of, I feel like horse enthusiasts, equestrianistas, are the funniest, and also. It's
the
totally
safest, because none of them are listening
correct.
To the show.
Correct.
Okay.
You can love your horse. Just don't.
Just not as much as your kids and family.
It's not as much as your kids or your family or your dreams.
It's important. I know it's tempting, because when you ride a horse, it's like it lends you its wings. I got to go back and remember some of those bumper stickers.
Has everybody on this podcast ridden a horse?
I have. Yes.
What did you like it?
I rode bareback because I was on a farm. I was on it for about, I'm going to say 9.5 seconds before it bucked me off, and I thought it broke both of my balls. Broke them in half. It's the worst pain I've ever experienced down there.
When I rode a horse, it was at a place called Bob's Happy Trails Horse Farm or something like that. Definitely.
Was that the Shawnee State Park?
Happy Trails Horse Farm. Yes. Something like that. Yeah, in Shawnee State Park.
Did they call it Happy Trails Horse Farm because it's where the horses go so that kids can ride them before they are killed, before they are
actually,
destroyed?
You actually ride them to the glue factory and drop them off and walk down.
They say, Happy Trails, Tiger. I guess that's the name for a horse.
I'm sorry, is Ben's, maybe it's under new management, though, because it's been a long time since I was there. It's been 20 years, but Ben's Happy Trails Horse Camp.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
But yes,
the only time I ever rode a horse, I just remember feeling its rippling muscles and warm skin betwixt my thighs, and then I stared deep into its glassy eyeball, and I grabbed this chinkle chankle and started praying to act.
Oh, don't stop. Slower? Slower for me, please?
The horse and I fucked.
little fast.
But it was tender. It was tender.
Okay. No, don't back off of it now.
I don't want to paint the horse in a bad light. He might be listening.
Was it JTRH NBR or what was the deal?
Just was it JTRH NBR or
what's you guys on? Know it was.
I don't think we talked about JTRH NBR on the show. So
no, you got to listen to the Sat Dish if you want that.
Yeah,
that nug.
If you want that nug, that choice nug.
Justin, tell us about your Happy Trail experience.
I wrote it. I got a boner. I want to move
on. Oh, my God. You can't be blamed for that because you're riding on just a mass of rippling muscles. It's like it is as simultaneously like riding a bunch of vaginas and also like a gun.
Wait. It's like riding a living cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, made out of vaginas. That's what it's like. A vagina cannon.
Justin, tell me, were the horse's pubes trimmed in like a tasteful line going to its penis?
Go on. Why can't we just ride horses? Why do we have to fuck them?
We don't have to. I'm saying
we don't have to. We get to because God gave us domain over all the animals.
I'm still trying to figure out the title.
It seems like an abuse of our privileges.
I'm still trying to figure out the name of the farm. A Happy Trail is like
Ben's
a bush thing.
Happy Trails Horseman Camp. It's called Happy Trails because the horses are about to die. And the trails are pretty happy. I just want to say, as funny as it seems like to make fun of a person who loves to have sex with horses,
mm-hmm.
there is, it's America, there is, and it's Earth, and it's this reality, there is somebody who falls into the cross in the Venn diagram sliver. Who is of our show's listeners and people who like to have sex with horses and is not amused.
I would hope that person has a good sense of humor about it.
No. The line must be drawn here. There is no. I'll apologize to furries about my ill-advised, ill-informed rants about furries. I will apologize to jugglers, or should right. I say juggler? About the shit that we said about jugglers, I am not gonna go so far as to apologize equestrophiles. Nope.
We do not stand by our previous calls for violence against the furry community.
Nope.
That was an ill-advised joke. We love furries now. Ditto for jugglers.
And I totally support people who want to have sex with jugglers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you want to have sex with a juggler, go nuts. That's between you and your God, but... yeah, I think we can take a pretty bold stand against having sex with horses.
You know, this might be a little controversial, but I just do not support horse fucking.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, wait. It's okay between horses. If there was no more horse fucking, there wouldn't be any more horses. And at the end of the day, that's what you have to keep in mind. But
yeah.
man or woman, I guess woman is
if
all right.
If a horse wants to bury his powerful horse shaft mm-hmm. into another horse's quivering, uh-huh. waiting horse vagina,
yep.
I think that is, I mean, give me a, sell tickets to that.
I don't know why you are going so fast with this.
I keep telling everyone, slow down.
We have an hour. You know what I mean? That is more than enough time for.
There's no rush.
There's no need to rush this dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just in a. This is. I'm trying to rush straight to a gallop, and you guys are. You guys are
canter.
More of a
canter.
More of a canter. Well, that was half the show on one question.
Whoops!
About
let's move on.
Horses. Moving on. A few months ago, I moved from Ireland to Michigan. And almost everything has been great. I should have a brogue.
Don't do it.
I should probably
keep reading. Keep reading.
Griffin, what do you think about my brogue? Should I have a brogue?
No, keep reading.
I think you got to go brogue.
He's talking about... Okay. When American people meet me and hear my accent...
What?
They always ask me to say stuff. Didn't they often know their
brogue,
man?
Did you mean you should have a stroke right there in the middle of the question?
How should I react? Okay, so when American people meet him... They hear the accent. They always ask me to say stuff. Then they often do their best Irish accent.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh, golly. What a kerfuffle. How was my face red? Or should I say green? Irish. How should I react? How should I react to these requests? Should I be polite or should I tell them to go to hell? That's from Different in Detroit. You know what we talked about earlier about how everybody doesn't want people to talk? You're in one of the rarest positions where people actually do want to hear you say stuff.
Yes, but my friend Miranda McGee, who also co-hosts In Case of Emergency with me, like every she's got a pretty noticeable Australian accent. Every time that she goes out somewhere, some douchebag is like, "Where are you from?" Okay, now say, "Throw another shrimp on the Barbie." Mm-hmm. Now say, and it's like turns them into like a sideshow act, like a puppet. It's the grossest thing, and the dude thinks that he's laying down mad game.
Yeah,
like she likes how cute I think it is.
She likes how xenophobic and narrow-minded I am. She loves that shit.
I'm really going to segregate her from the rest of the group.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Can everybody just be, like, cool about accents? Can everybody just chill out?
I guarantee, I bet, I've never traveled outside of this country because it's the greatest country on earth. I bet that you don't go to, like, England and someone goes, "Oh, my God, what is that, an American accent?"
Well, no,
talk about your president and stuff.
Our accent is the grossest.
But I also bet that no one over there, like, you don't roll up and someone's like, "Oh, what is that, an Irish accent? Weird."
No, because they get that shit all the time because they're right up next to it.
That's what I'm saying. Could we maybe just pretend like it's not the first foreign person you've ever met?
I think...
Plus, they see it on TV and stuff a lot. Because all their TV shows are...
I think our accent to people not on this continent or this continental mass... I think it just sounds like every time we're talking, like whenever we're talking, it just sounds like pizza's just falling out of our mouths. I think it's a muddy, sloppy dialect. I don't think anybody likes listening to it.
Maybe when these people are like demanding that you say stuff in your Irish accent, then you respond to them with what you imagine an American accent to sound like.
Yeah.
And be like, "Okay, and that's my impression of you. How do you feel?"
We all...
Best friends.
To like a British person, we basically sound like the cockroach alien in human skin from the first Men in Black movie.
Sugar water. Oh, so play me sugar water.
A lot of times when we have conversations like this, our international listeners take it as a cue to write in and kind of fill in some of the gaps in our international knowledge. I just want to make it clear on this point specifically, I don't really care what you think our accents sound like, so please don't.
The only
in.
Thing that I really want you to do is take the sugar and put it in the water.
I remember, you know what? I can remember being a young boy. Griffin won't remember this. I don't think Travis will either. But I have a very clear memory. I don't have a very clear memory of the first time I discovered I had an accent. Because I was like 10 years old. And I was at the beach. I think it was like an all-inclusive resort or something where there were like a lot of activities planned for the kids. So the kids would do things separate from the parents and let the parents... I don't know what parents do either by themselves. Watch TV or something. So we were... leaving for the day, for the week, and some of the kids I'd hung out with said, "Oh, we're gonna miss you, Justin, and we love your accent." And it was literally like, it was like the end of Usual Suspects. Like, it's like, guys are so sick. Like, wait a minute, I do. I have an accent? I have an accent. Like,
for Christmas, like 2 or 3 years ago, Dad gave us like all of our home videos converted to DVD.
Oh, yeah.
And I sat down with Teresa to like watch them. I was like, "Honey, come watch. You know, here's all my memories as a child." And I had always known that like we had an accent, but not until that moment was it thrown into so harsh reality as the video of Justin and I playing on the jungle gym.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, "Hi father,
you motherfuckers, what are you doing? You motherfuckers turned the word daddy into a 4-syllable word.
Hi daddy."
You sounded like old prospectors.
It is the grossest thing. If we weren't like 3 and 6, you would assume that we were doing like the worst comedy routine ever.
There are a lot of bad... Though if you watch those... In Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Outliers, he talks about how you need 10,000 hours of experience to become an expert in something. I like to think now, My Brother, Me is a show made by comedy experts. But if you watch these
tapes... Hold on. Because we have done 10,000 episodes. Go on.
No, but we've been trying to do bits for our whole lives.
Oh, I see.
If you watch these tapes, you could see a lot of half-formed comedy ideas.
And all of my jokes now make about as much sense as they did then. To give you an idea.
There is a tape, and then watching them now, it's hard to watch because I see the setup and then the execution just falls flat. There's one tape where Travis is, I'm going to put him at 4, and Travis says, knock, knock, knock.
Oh, this one, yeah.
Knock, knock. Dad says, who's there? Travis says, knife.
Yep.
Dad says, knife who? And Travis says, would you rather work nightly or knifely?
Yep. What does it mean? We'll never know.
What does that
might as well be said in hieroglyphics.
But see, if you had fucking done that
at home, you're
if you had done that on a stage and just taken your bombing as hard as you would have, it would have been like Andy Kaufman-esque, like, yeah. Brilliant.
So you're saying that 4-year-old Travis was just a comedic genius.
Yeah.
Griffin had a great bit when he was 4 or 5.
Are you talking about the cheese?
No, I don't remember the cheese bit.
Every time there was a camera pointed at Griffin,
I would say cheese.
He would just go, cheese!
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It didn't matter if it was a video camera mm-hmm. or a regular
camera. Or if I was at a funeral.
Or a pinhole camera used to look at eclipses. Griffin don't care. Griffin had a pretty good bit where he used to come up to you and say, is there a baker under your bed?
Mm-hmm.
And you would say, no. And then Griffin would say, have you checked? They would say, no. And then Griffin would say, then how do you know there is not a baker under your bed?
And, you know, for some people, it was adorable and hilarious. For me, it was terrifying. And I often lived in fear of
bakers. Because they were in bunk beds, and Griffin would hang his head down at 4 o'clock in the morning and shout this into Travis's face.
I have a confession that I need to get off my chest after probably 22 years.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I stole the baker under your bed joke from the movie Rocket Man. I stole the joke that whenever you talk about how funny a kid I was, I stole that shit from Harlan Williams. Took it right from him.
Are you telling me this?
I hate you so
Took it right
much.
From
I
him.
Hate your fuck. Are you serious?
10 years old, you thought, oh my god, this kid's on another level. Nope. You know who is on another level? It's Harlan Williams.
He's on another level for a 10-year-old.
That's great, because when I was 7, I used to think that Griffin was like a young Harlan Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, Griffin.
Yeah.
Now I'm being Usual Suspects again.
I know.
Kaiser Soze, too. Soze again.
I didn't...
Soze we all.
Soze we all. Usual Suspects, those.
Oh, God. Can we go to the Money Zone?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess, stranger, whoever you are.
I don't even know you. Maybe you were adopted.
By
Harlan Williams left you in a basket on our doorstep.
Take good care of this precious baby for me.
Hey, I want to tell you guys about waityouhaven'tseen.com. That's actually Wait You Haven't Seen on iTunes also, and you can follow them at Wait You Haven't Seen, and that's Wait the letter U Haven't Seen. And I want to tell you about it. Ross has seen every movie twice. Tucker fancies himself a pop culture expert, but has not seen anything. Not Jaws, not Pulp Fiction, not Scarface, or even Roadhouse. It's time for Tucker to see the films that everyone else has seen. They watch the films, discuss its pop culture significance, and occasionally bust into freestyle rap. It's mm-hmm. observe it. Only occasionally racist. Kidding. And always entertaining. If you want pretentious dinks who spend hours discussing the artistry of one shot, this is not for you.
Well.
That's a Wait You Haven't Seen. Have they seen Harry and the Hendersons?
Have they seen Rocket Man?
Have they seen
and
Rocket
cribbed
Man?
All of its comedy. You guys, you don't understand. I did you a fucking favor. I waited. I went deep, deep into the Rocket Man mines, and I came out with all of the comedy ore that existed in it. And I'm going to be honest. It was not much. It required there was a lot of cruft.
I think it's really indicative of the box office success of Rocketman. Yeah. That Griffin has been cribbing this bit, and it never occurred to anyone.
I actually talked about that extensively on ICOE, and every time I've ever told anyone about Griffin, I've mentioned the bakers in your bed, and not one person in all of these United States has ever gone.
Well,
you mean the Rocket Man?
Actually, Jessica Lundy put me on blast once. She's like, really? I remember that one from on the set. Harlan dropped that one on the set, and I don't think he'd appreciate you.
This bit You're like the Carlos Mencia of Rocket Man. Mm-hmm.
This bit has been brought to you by IMDb.
I don't know. Come on. Give me some credit. Come on now. I had to watch
You
that
did,
movie.
Obviously. I mean, you did watch the movie, mm-hmm. I guess.
Jessica Lundy also in The Stupids. It's all 6 degrees here, people.
Six degrees
to Tom Arnold.
Mm-hmm. 6 degrees with deceit.
People come up to me and they're like, I bet you can't link Tom Arnold and Harlan Williams. Like, sit your ass down. Dumb bitch.
I'll do it in one.
Lundy. So sex toys. Mm. They are... I like to think that we here at My Brother and Me are part of the normalization of adult playthings.
I think they're already pretty normal, but go on.
Well, us and 50 Shades of Grey are really helping to normalize Justin, toy play.
It's funny you should mention 50 Shades.
Okay.
I'm not saying that we are responsible for this, but on the homepage of extremestrange.com, there's a banner that connects you to items inspired by 50 Shades of Grey.
Now, Travis, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's probably inspired by the massive, heart-stopping
success. I have to Occam's razor this and say that we talked about 50 Shades of Grey and extremestrange.com last week. I believe we made this happen.
I want to see something in the hero section of extremestrange.com, the online marketing terminology for this sort of thing.
Oh, I thought you meant items inspired by the show Heroes.
No, I want to see something items inspired by my brother and me.
Oh, you can just buy the book on Extreme Restraints. That is, I suppose, an item inspired by 50 Shades of Grey.
They got cat suits. Mm-hmm. And everything that you think you know about, bad news is you don't know anything about it. So, like, you think catsuit, sexy, like Catwoman. Yes, they've got that. But then they've got another one that covers up your whole body. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know. I don't have a, it's like a no man. Like, it takes you out of reality or something. Like, you phased out. And it's scary. But maybe you can fuck it. I don't know. can I fuck this? Can I fuck this Shadow Man? Go for it. I don't know. I'm not going to make rules for you.
The R&D scientists at extremestrains.com are willing to answer that question for you. Can you fuck it?
R&D, by the way, stands for rumping and dildos.
So if you want a steel bra with leather straps, mm-hmm. you can have that. It's $240. And there's a checkbox here that says for... add a 4-inch nickel-plated die-cast snap for $295. I want to be there when those married couples looking at these like, I don't know, honey. Do we need the extra 4 inches, or you think you're going to be okay?
Times are tight. I mean, there's a lot of affordable options. You guys would not believe how inexpensive anal beads are. They are giving them away.
They're cheaper than you think. Mm-hmm. The good news about all these prices is that we can knock 20% off for you. Use the coupon code MIDLIST, and you're going to get, it's going to be like way cheaper. It's going to be like crazy cheap.
20%, right?
20%. Well, 20% cheaper, yeah. I mean, it's going to be awesome. ExtremeStrains.com is the website. It's extremestrains.com.
.com.
Did you guys get all those letters?
.com. /studiostrip/geocities/tripod/ashes.
Do yourself and your lover a favor and go check it out today.
Treat yourself.
Train that ass.
I'm looking at the strict leather large dildo harness, and that's mm-hmm. out of stock. So don't miss out on the army harness with dildo or something. Yeah. You don't miss out. Just get it. Get that female butt plug. You've earned it.
Get the anal trainer set. It's on sale now for only $23.80.
Listen, we've all been very disappointed in your anus's performance lately.
Mm-hmm.
We want to enroll it in a seminar. And by seminar, I mean a gradually increasing in size series of butt valves, I guess. Is mm-hmm. What's a good way to describe what these things are? Butt missiles.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to ram jam them up in there. You're going to be good to go. You're going to be a very productive member of the company.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. ExtremeStretch.com, coupon code MIDDLEIST. Me and my pals are in the throes of a masculine evening. We had a big old barbecue with burgers and wings. Photos attached. Thank you. Now we're watching The Usual Suspects and drinking beers. Whoa! That's crazy.
Inception.
But there's a problem. For our post-BBQ suite, we ended up buying a lemon meringue pie. While delicious, we are all agreed that the LMP is a far from testosterone-inducing post-dinner treat. We'd love to hear if you have a recommendation for a manlier dessert. We presume, as members of the volume-loving American nation, that you'll have a better idea than us, sissy Brits. That's from Effete Eater in Southeast London. Well, you've come to the right place.
Is this?
I'm fat.
Might I suggest each of you eats your own cheesecake?
That's, well, no. See, that, like, that hoves into Sex and the City territory for me.
Everybody having their own individual cheesecake?
Just four women. That's what most of the series was about.
Everybody
was
just eat a pint of Häagen-Dazs.
Yeah, exactly. That's the vibe of that.
Why don't you four just jerk each other off? What a sweet, sweet dessert that'll be. I don't understand that.
I think the obvious answer is deep fried things. Is that too?
Well, I think, the obvious answer is to not assign goddamn genders to the dessert that you're eating, you madman.
Why is this bothering you so much, Griffin?
Because it's, I think it's sexist to say this sweet, light treat is a woman thing, and these hearty barbecue ribs are for dudes only, bros only with these ribs.
Now, Griffin, that's wonderful. That's not what beautiful, you're saying. And you're very open. But have you never just like had a dude's night? Like,
yeah, I will have a night where I primarily hang out with my dude friends, but we're not going to eat like a key lime pie and be like, oh, "What are we doing?"
this is tough because I think that whether or not you can do this without assigning gender roles to it. I mean, you can just say that you're having sort of a hearty night.
I will say that I don't think a lemon meringue pie goes with barbecue.
Yeah, that's crazy. If you want to talk about flavor pairings, you're
off. Yeah, that's nuts.
I don't think, I think if you're saying like this is a themed like outdoor cookery, you know, old school kind of dinner, then yes, lemon meringue pie does not fit the theme.
God, you know what? I know that this is kind of a weird question, but now I'm sitting here trying to think about it. Like you have all your guy friends over. It's just boys' night out, you know, and you're making some ribs and drinking some whiskey, and I'm trying to envision a dessert you pull out that is not like, what are you doing?
Well, that's the thing.
That's like, why back in the day, when like, Bradbury and Bob and I would have like a cookout day, the dessert is more meat. Like, you just eat meat and you fall asleep on the couch.
There is no, like, way to transition that conversation of, yeah, it's good steak, I like to eat it, I got something sweet, I need something sweet on my teeth.
Here's my suggestion, because whenever I do a cookout party, this is what I go with. Get some bananas, right, slice them open without peeling them, stuff some chocolate chips in there, and wrap them back up in foil, pop them on the grill for about 10 minutes.
Is this a real thing you do?
Pop it open and eat it. Yeah, it's delicious. It
sounds really good.
It is amazing. And it's like grilled bananas, you know, stuffed with chocolate. And it's badass because you're like eating it in foil and it's like fair food.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as shit.
Still, and it's still shaped like a cock.
Yeah. I mean, there is that. I mean, you can do the same thing with apples too. Core an apple, soak it in like brandy and syrup.
Whittle it into a cock shape.
And then put your dick in it.
And then put your dick inside the apple.
Wrap it up in foil. Yeah. Pop it on the grill for a while.
I wish there was a way of, and maybe I don't know what you would call this aesthetic, but I wish there was a way of separating what you would traditionally apply as the, you know, call the dude, you know, pastiche, the steak, the whiskey, the Jason Statham movies, what have you. I wish there was a way of separating that from just dudes.
Yeah.
Like I understand this is an aesthetic, and I think that women should be absolutely able to enjoy it too. I just wish it didn't have gender roles attached to it,
then
right?
Why not just call it like an evening of badassery?
Yeah, I don't know. Badass seems kind of presumptuous for eating steak and watching Kevin Spacey movies. Like, just seems like I don't know.
Hold on. Is like hold the fucking phone.
Yeah. What?
Did you just give Kevin Spacey a carte blanche badass status?
I did. No, I said it. Travis said it. I'm saying it's kind of self-important for watching for what badass this describing yourself watching a Kevin Spacey.
Whoa,
badass.
Man! Don't fuck with Spacey.
I'm not trying.
This dude looks like he could fucking wreck you. Did you see him in American Beauty? He was getting jacked.
What if you called it just like an evening of male bondage?
Okay.
No. Okay. Hold on. We'll come back to that. The first time I heard K-Pax, I assumed it was somebody's frat nickname from college. A guy named Kevin Paxton. And everybody called him K-Pax. K-Pax! Hey. Man, I hope Griffin edits that one very fast. Even
though. I love Justin self-editorializing.
It's just a note. Hopefully Griffin will hear that.
Written in red ink. Cut this.
Yeah, I cut this. That's still kind of funny. Travis, male... You've actually explicitly put the word male into the thing that I'm trying to execute.
So you think like an evening of person bondage?
Okay.
No, what? Okay.
Evening of bondage. Because like you're bonding together, but you want to say bonding.
Yeah.
It's not even about the bonding. Like I don't get down on the sense of fraternity so much as just the sense of like.
Eating food that is bad for you.
Eating food's bad for you and like eating some steak and having a martini. And watching K-Pax.
A good question. But why can't you just say, like, we're having an evening. We're doing stuff. Yeah. We're getting together.
Well, it's important to let people know what they're coming into.
Yeah, you wanna establish the vibe.
So what would
right?
you call it, Justin?
I don't know. I'm saying I don't have a good answer.
I think we gotta
it.
Use a totally gender neutral word for like
it has to be gender neutral, but
like nachos and steak, then what if we just called that like dump, and it's like a very it's a
we're taking a dump.
No, it doesn't have to be that. It's just a word that sounds like the thing that it is. It's dump night. Come on over for dump. And then if
Sunday dump.
Don't wear your fancy khakis, we're taking a dump.
I'm gonna take that word back from the way that the juvenile way that you guys are using it. I'm going to open a fancy Chicago restaurant called Dump.
Does it have like three U's?
No, it has
it?
One U, one U with an umlaut. Dump. Come on down to Dump. We got steak.
We got steak.
Dump.
K-Peaks.
Oh, the walls are just lined with plasma screens showing the choicest. We got all the freshest Angus sticks and all the choicest cuts from K-Pax. A jump.
I just wanted a word to describe manly that doesn't exclude people with vaginas.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think that's asking so much. Just jump.
What about jump?
But to be fair... I mean, to be fair, this is not just dudes are not the only guys who do this, because every so often the ladies here in Cincinnati will have like a ladies' night where like they do a clothing exchange every year, and they'll like literally no joke sit around and like give each other manicures and pedicures and talk about boys and drink wine, and like you know.
But
I
see,
think,
to me that sounds like fun.
Yeah, that sounds
like a good time.
I know.
I'd go to that.
But it's not about like yeah, I would love to go to that too, man. Clothing exchange. I'd love to get some new duds. But, like, it ain't
I'll talk
us.
About boys all day. Orlando yeah, Bloom. Orlando Swoon, more like. I'm in.
But so then when that happens, me and the men of Cincinnati we go play pool and, you know, we go see a band and play shuffleboard.
Jerk each other off.
Jerk each other off on the biscuits.
It's Tuesday, you know? Griffin, you got a Yahoo for
me? Let's hop to a Yahoo. We've only done one Yahoo.
Give me another. No, that one wasn't funny. Let's do like a funny
one. This one was sent in by...
Just put in like horse or ghost or something.
This ghost was sent in by Emily Wall. Thank you, Emily Wall. It's by Yahoo Answers user Ghostiff, or should I say Joseph, who asked, my ex called me out saying that I'm not a juggalo on Facebook.
How dare you, madam?
I've tried everything to prove to her that I am one, and she still keeps saying that I'm not one. What can I do to get her off my three asterisks? Which means dick.
What? I was going to say, maybe you could learn to curse like an adult.
Yeah, you think juggalos are very reserved about their cursing.
To get her off of my butt.
Mm-hmm. My fanny. help me murder Jay. How do I get this lady off of my rear end?
She's a real pain in the backside. I'm just getting really PO'd right now.
Is the problem that, okay, did she accuse him on the social network Facebook of not being a juggalo in his day-to-day existence?
Or he's not a...
She accused him, is he not repping the juggalo lifestyle?
I think that was saying when push came to shove, yeah, like at the breaking point, he would crumble and he would not
support. You ain't no twiddalo, is what she's saying.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure, he claims to do it. He talks the talk, of course. Mm-hmm. But right. Could he walk the walk?
You mean like when he's at the gathering,
mm-hmm,
he's rapping Hatchet Man.
Yes.
But on Facebook, he's just like complaining about his taxes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On
when he goes into work at 7-Eleven, is he living the juggalo lifestyle?
Sure.
Is he openly juggalo?
So in the world, in his native habitat,
mm-hmm,
he's, you know, Slippery Dick Dave. But on the right book, he's Michael.
Just Michael.
His mom follows him on Facebook.
He goes by regular Dick Michael.
Just completely normal Dick Michael.
You know, Ryda is, mm-hmm, a down-ass juggalo or juggalette who is down to ride for you or with you. And I think that she in that
what does that mean?
That is R-Y-D-A.
What does that mean? What does any of that? What does any of that mean?
A down ass juggalo or juggalette.
Stop. Okay, but who is down... You said two words in those three words. I don't know.
Well, like a down ass juggalo.
Like,
you know?
They're depressed.
No, they're like
they're got a soggy butt.
Hold on, I need to check the cross reference and see what down means. Okay, there is no down is not covered.
Okay, let us assume that it means like cool.
Can I tell you guys the top two injuries in Wikia, in the Juggalo Wikia, for Juggalo terms, okay? The first is axe, a motherfucking serial slaughtering weapon used for honor and to split your shitty dome piece haters.
Okay?
Holy
shit.
That is the same it says as Merriam-Webster.
Now, hold on.
This fucking tool...
is the shit. You want to split some haters' dome? No problem. So that's
dictionary out. You just got dictionarized, bitch.
A is X. B, bigot. An extremely prejudiced person, very attached to their own belief system. That is the only entry for B. Is the word bigot that means the thing that means they think they made up the word bigot. That's crazy. Ugh. That's an old thing we've been saying.
Could we use it in a sentence?
Could I
get the origin of that word?
I used my axe on that bigot who died.
Thank you.
Who then died? Who then perished? Root word big.
I hate you, juggalos.
Here's an entry for C, cherry pie. This means a virgin. Then it says, listen to Cherry Pie for reference. No thanks, Juggalo Wikia. I think I get it.
You may not have put this together.
Because it's when it's...
Now, I do want to... I don't want to act like I'm not repping the clown love. I'm down with the clown for life. I actually think the Juggalos are a misrepresented people who are kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm not anti-Juggalo. I'm pro-Juggalo.
Oh, Juggalo. I thought you were saying juggler.
No.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, jugglers. Just kidding.
Oh, man. Do you think we have any Juggalo listeners?
Oh, we have one, and it's this guy.
It's the same guy.
And his girlfriend's online being like, you listen to my brother and me? Known Juggalo haters? You ain't Juggalo.
I do. I like the Juggalos. I think it's a fun
community. I like how they all get together and like beat the shit out of Tila Tequila. It's like a fun. It's like a fun game.
They just threw garbage at her.
No,
nothing wrong with that, you guys.
I think. Okay, let me ask you this: are you really better off? Would you be better off in a world without Juggalos?
Yes.
Okay, well, that was easy. This has been our comedy
podcast. Wait, do you mean like my day-to-day?
Yeah, in your day-to-day life. This has been our comedy podcast with my brother and me. Thank you so much for spending your time with us yet again. We sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. We want to welcome a new podcast to the Max Fun family. It is it's called Risk, True Tales Boldly Told. And it is our newest edition hosted by Kevin Allison, who you might know from, I don't know, the state.
Which state? No, that's a joke. It's a television program.
Not a great joke, but yeah, still a joke. So Risk is the newest addition to our family. I like that show, and I can't wait to welcome them to our bosom. Thank you to everybody tweeting about the show. Our show, not their show. Fuck their show. Our
show. We win.
Yeah, thanks to Little Socrates, Instant Jim, Sweet Doom, Yeah, Pat, Note and Color, Dar2D2, Dan Japco, These Are Songs in My Cowgirl, Nick Haskell, so many. Graham Off Brian, we really appreciate you and love you very much.
I want to thank John Roderick in The Long Winters for the use of our theme song, Instead of Departure Off the Apple, Putting the Days to Bed. If you secured ticks to Max FunCon East, you are going to get a chance to bro down with John Roderick. Yep. So thank him in person for the good jams, for the power jams. We can't do it in person because of a restraining order.
Mm-hmm. Which is unfortunately why we will not be at Max FunCon East. A couple of people have asked. We went to Max FunCon West, and we want to leave room for all the other podcast kids to be there. So
you're in luck, push them out with our charisma. Mm-hmm.
You're in luck, though, because it is an amazing lineup,
and
you will have a great time. So don't even worry about it. And just know that while you're there, look up at the heavens, look at the beautiful clear sky, and see the moon, and know that somewhere out there, we're dreaming of you.
That's probably not true.
If you'd like to ask...
out there.
Oh, mail call. Excuse me, gents. Mail call. Some things we got to our. We have a mailbox. It's MBMBAM, PO Box 54, Huntington, West Virginia 25706.
Oh, did you get any more veiled death threats?
No more veiled death threats. I did get.
Did you keep that postcard, by the way? Because I would like to frame it.
No, I threw it away because it was horrifying. Yeah. Tiffany in Denver writes us with a picture of a horse. That's delightful. Let's see. Kenjamin. Thank you for writing. This is a postcard of a girl saying, I know how you must feel, Brad, but Kenjamin wrote us a very nice note. We got some comics sent to us through the mail from Andrew Fulton. So thank you, Andrew, for the comics.
What kind of comics?
And then things got a little weirder. We got a DVD of a Japanese wrestling sampler.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Leah sent us a picture of a cat. The cat is Leah. The card is from Jill and Jordy Hoyt. Came in the mail. Alex from Tempe sent us some amazing paper craft of Pamela Anderson with Garfield head and Garfield with Pamela Anderson head.
Thank you.
That is now sitting on my desk. So thank you to everybody.
Did we get a brochure about pet turtles?
We did get a brochure about pet turtles. I did not know who sent that. But thank you for signing us up.
Is it not? List.
I don't really enjoy
it. Have people not gotten the fucking... We can't say it. I'll edit this out. But we really want people to send us money, right? Like, that's why we did it, is so that people could just send us money unsolicited.
I don't want weird stuff.
Like, I don't want the fucking... Thanks for the postcard, I guess, but how am I... I can't spend this, you know?
Just send us... I don't know. Like, I don't want money, because then people think that's a joke, and they'll send me, like, Monopoly money, and I'm like, hardy hard, that's going to go in the post office trash can. I need, like, cash, baked goods.
Gold coupons would be great. Something gold, untraceable.
Yeah. I just need something I can trade when the revolution comes.
Sky high stocks?
Something I can barter with, you know?
Just something to get us out of the country.
Give me some of that barter paper they call money.
Do you guys want the final Yahoo?
Yeah, please. God, save me for myself.
This final Yahoo was sent by Emily Wall. Oh, man, it's so good. The following 11 words, I feel like, summarize this human being more than any 11 words could ever summarize any other human being. It's by Yahoo Answers user Trevor, who asks, is it possible for a ferret to hide a fushigi ball?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis
McElroy. I'm Justin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.